Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
I don't think I'm paying close enough attention to the weather because I had no idea it was going to just pour and the skies open. Depending on where you are now, I come from the Fenton High Ridge area, and my wife says it wasn't raining out there at all. But Fred, when I was coming in, and this is probably more than an hour ago on 44, it was intense rain and downpours, and we certainly had that downtown. You always know it's bad when you're in the studio here and the DirecTV signal goes out. That's one thing I don't miss about DirecTV. Have you ever had DirecTV?
Yeah.
So, you know, when it snows or when it rains, you lose the signal. And with the streaming platforms, you don't have to worry about that anymore. So that's a plus for sure. Good afternoon, everyone. We got a lot going on, including a visit with Scott Jennings in just a couple of minutes. And this is kind of a big deal. I think it's incredible for him. He started his own syndicated radio show a few weeks ago on the Salem Network, and we're going to carry it here on 97.1 FM Talk. So we can say kind of we knew him when. I mean, the guy's been on an incredible role since the debate last June, Fred, right?
Right. You know, and you've had him on for years. And I think it was last year he and your buddy Joe Arnold filled in for you for a week. So I think that was his, you know, the beginning of giving him the radio fever.
Yeah, they were so excited to do it. Well, they really wanted to do it when I was on Camo X because they both know the, you know, the reputation of the station. But they had begged to, you know, to get involved. And did they do it for a whole week? I can't remember.
Yeah.
Well, they should have done it more, and then maybe we wouldn't have lost Jennings to this to this national deal. But no, he's on the Salem Network. But we're going, here's why it's important, because his show would have been on a few hours ago live, and I have not listened to it live yet. I've heard some clips, and I've seen some attention out there. We're going to air it here on 97.1 FM Talk 2 weeks from last night. So it's the 25th, which is a Monday night, 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. I don't know how long this show will be, just an hour. Something tells me that it won't be you know, too off in the distant future when they actually make an announcement that it's going to go longer. But it also could be because of his schedule in CNN. And he still has a company that he runs in Louisville. You know, they run campaigns, run Switch PR. So, you know, he's got a lot on his plate. He's writing the book about Trump that he's polishing off right now. By the way, on that topic, there are a lot of things, Fred, and you know this, when I was kind of on this leave of absence that I missed. And one of the big disappointments I had is we had Selena Zito, who was scheduled for the day that her book, Butler, The Untold Story, came out. And my book, my copy arrived like the day before that because I pre-ordered it from Amazon, which Selena's explained many times. It's important to do that because of the numbers and the way that the algorithm works and all that. Jennings would say the same thing right now. You know, order the book, pre-order it, because that gives them some heft, if you will, moving forward. But Selena's book is really good, Fred, and I don't know if you've had her on with any of the guests.
No, we've stayed away.
So she's going to come on. I've read a good portion of the book. There's some funny stories in there, including a little side note where Trump uses hairspray on Selena, which I thought was very, very funny. You know, that the way that that went down, and for people who don't know, Selena's someone who wrote The Great Revolt in 2016 in the aftermath of the Trump victory. And she was someone, that's when we kind of hooked up with her. She was really going across the country. One of the things I love about her is she actually reports and talks to real people. And she swung through Missouri a couple of times during 2016 and visited a lot of states. And then she wrote this book on Trump. And then, of course, you had the second election, which didn't go quite as well for Trump. But there was even a time, and I think I had forgotten about this, where Trump in 21, maybe 22, had said something on Truth Social like, Selena Zito, fake news reporter, and was, you know, because if you say something right. that he doesn't like, he's probably going to react, and he certainly did with Selena. But obviously, the reason that this is important is because on the morning of the assassination attempt, this is another thing that's really, really interesting, is she was supposed to interview Trump, and they said, like, you know, a 10-minute window. You know how it is. We get 10-minute windows all the time. 10 or 12 minute window. And she thought, look, I'm going to take it because with Trump, it's always going to go longer. And he knew her and all this. So originally they were supposed to have a chat before his speech in Butler. And then they changed it and they came back and they said, no, we're going to do it after. Everything's cool, but we're going to just do it after. But she was invited right by the podium. She had her daughter and her son-in-law with her. Her daughter is a photographer, so they were, you know, they were keeping track of this stuff firsthand. And then all hell breaks loose with the shooting. And her account, and she shared it here on 97.1 FM Talk, her harrowing account of being just a few steps away from Trump when that happened is fascinating. But the other parts of the book are interesting as well, because she gets into what happened you know, with Trump calls her, I think, the next day. Like, he just calls her. And I think in the book she says, are you blanking kidding me? And she says, I just used profanity with the president, because her position was, wait a second, you're calling me. You were almost killed on stage. And he makes time to call her. And then, of course, Milwaukee happens. This is all before Joe Biden drops out of the race as well. So it's a great account. It really is a good book. She gets into the latter part of the book, talks about the media and the way the media has treated a lot of this stuff. One thing that I will ask her, and she's going to join us this afternoon at 4:33, is she does spend some time on Thomas Crooks and what he was all about and his family and how, you know, he turned a little bit. And he was even at a shooting range, I think, the night before all of this went down. But I still think we have a fair number of questions about that kid who, you know, attempted to kill the president that have been unanswered. So I'm looking forward to that. Selena will be here. That was some sort of, what was the deal in Pittsburgh yesterday? Wasn't there an explosion or something like that?
Oh, there was an explosion at U.S. Steel, one of the plants.
Yeah. All right. So Jennings coming up here in just a couple of minutes. But let me kind of focus on the crime issue, because I think that there are, and I said this yesterday, there's parallels between what's happening in D.C. and in St. Louis. The difference is that we're not the nation's capital. We are a medium-sized city that has lost a lot of population, where the citizens and the residents around the region do not feel safe about coming into the downtown area. I've made the case numerous times, and I think it's important, as Sue is still a city resident, to point out that I'm not talking about every area of the city. And even in the Jacob Kern had some reporting in the St. Louis Business Journal last week about some of these smaller companies moving out of downtown. They may be moving out of downtown, but still staying in the city, like Dogtown or something like that. But with D.C., the parallels also are adjoined this way. There's so much denial about what's really happening out there. And Jane will tell you, and she's told you on numerous occasions, when the crime numbers seem to go down, it's because of the way that they're reporting the crime numbers. And I think in D.C., that's what's happened. So think about this. And this is what was so frustrating with, you know, Black Girl Magic, with Tashara, with Corey, and with Kim Gardner. They cared more about the criminals than they did about the victims of crime. I don't even think that's debatable. And a good portion of the Democrat Party is like that still. Now, you have a situation where they go in yesterday and they say, and, you know, I do have some mixed feelings, if you will, about the federal, if you want to call it a federal takeover. I mentioned this yesterday. Somebody said, well, what would you think if National Guard troops were walking around downtown St. Louis? Well, I mean, at night, I think I'd feel pretty good about it because I think I'd feel safer in some parts of downtown. We've seen videos. We even saw in Holly Hills, Sue. How are you, by the way? Sue was a little late because of traffic.
It's crazy out there.
I know. The rain was nuts. But we've seen things get out of control, and there's just simply, I've been very careful.
We don't have enough police.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say. And we even looked into some of the numbers yesterday, Fred, to compare and contrast. Do you remember what those were? Because we were looking at D.C. and how many numbers. You know, Muriel Bowser is the mayor of D.C. She's straddling a line just a little bit on this because she knows that her city has trouble. But listen to the libs on MSNBC and the other networks. They don't seem to care. You're trying to save people's lives.
Right.
You're trying to make sure that people, not only people from this country, but people from all over the world who visit our nation's capital are safe, right? And there are situations in D.C., like in Chicago, like in L.A., like in San Francisco, like in St. Louis, and in Kansas City, where it's not safe and crime has gotten out of control, but they wouldn't, you know, believe it for a minute.
What do you think is truly going on here with the president's fascination with quote unquote violent crime?
A relatively small crime problem is being used for specific authoritarian purposes. It's about federal overreach.
This is a power grab by a president.
He has always felt that American cities, especially those with large Black populations like Washington, D.C., are crime-ridden.
Yeah, let me stop there. I heard Sue react there. I don't know if we could hear that on the air, but that's another thing that's happened.
It's racial
here.
Now.
Well, of course it is. It was racial from the get-go. Here's the Associated Press headline, and they're not to be trusted. This is, you know, one of the many media organizations that, you know, should not be trusted, and they're a driving force because the AP content is in a lot of, you know, newspapers, radio stations, TVs, TV newsrooms. The headline from the AP was Trump's rhetoric about D.C. echoes a history of racist narratives about urban crime. No, it represents urban crime under Democrat control is not in control, and it's out of control, and people aren't safe.
Lots of people yesterday saying, hey, is this a distraction? Is Trump trying to distract from the Epstein scandal?
I think he's trying to move the Epstein story off the top, off the front page.
A diversion from Donald Trump's relationship with Jeffrey Epstein.
We should acknowledge that the most violent day in modern D.C. history happened inside that building you are looking at.
The most violent moment in recent history in D.C. was January 6th.
Yeah, so that's Dana Bash. They all have the talking points. Isn't it interesting how they all have the talking points right there at their disposal? So there you go. There's their reaction on the liberal media. We're going to get Scott Jennings' reaction to that. We'll talk about his new radio show coming up. And I screwed it up again here with the traffic center. I'm so
that's
used to doing
right.
It the other way. I'm sorry, Sue. Here.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Here we go.
Scott Jennings is a national treasure. Love him to death. And he does such a great job dismantling those guys.
Look at that, Jennings. You even have Superman on your side these days. How much better does it get? That was Dean Cain, of course, in a soundbite from last week. You were defending him, I believe, on CNN. How are you this afternoon?
Well, I'm doing well, and it's great to hear your voice. And also, I'm proud to call you colleague, because as you know, the Scott Jennings Show is now on this amazing radio station, and I'm grateful to Dean Cain. I was defending him. They were savaging Dean for joining ICE, and I was trying to explain to these nuts, Dean Cain, people like him, and his joining ICE, it's going to be a good recruitment tool, and it turned out to be true. I read today they've hired 100,000, or they've got 100,000 applications for ICE already, so I think his PR offensive is working out.
Well, let's talk about the new radio show. Yeah, it's going to start airing here in a couple of weeks on Monday, the 25th. I might have even been the one that broke this news to you because our boss here, Steve Moore, sent me a message a couple of weeks ago. And I asked him, I said, does Jennings know? And he didn't think you did. So this is all part of an announcement that happened before we decided to pick up the show. You're on the Salem Network, right? And it's a one-hour show every day. So set this up. Tell people what to expect and how I'm going to promote it each and every single day here on my show, Scott.
Well, it's an amazing show. It's called Common Sense for the American People, which is sort of my operating system on CNN. And every day I do an amazing opening monologue, rounding up the news and giving some conservative analysis of that. I usually have a big interview during the day, sometimes a second interview, but basically I'm trying to knock down liberal narratives. I'm trying to give, conservative analysis of what the breaking news of the day is, and I'm trying to do it all in an hour time frame, which is not easy to do.
Yeah, and this is, going back to your radio roots, if you will. We've talked about this before. You on WHAS, I used to listen to you. This is 30 years ago. You were doing news in the middle of the night down there in Louisville.
I know. I'm so glad to be back on the radio. Salem was nice enough to offer me this one-hour slot. And I do put a lot of work into it because I believe in radio. I love radio. And conservative radio, I mean, I cut my teeth being a board operator, a producer for Rush Limbaugh on the station that carried him back in Kentucky. And so, you know, I sort of think about this as a legacy, you know, from Paul Harvey to Rush Limbaugh. To what you do and what I do today. I feel like we're part of a proud heritage and an industry that really matters and people really need, and it's valuable. And so I put a lot of work into it, and I'm proud to be on in St. Louis.
Well, and I'm a firm believer, and you know this, and I have to be because this is my livelihood. But look, I think live radio can do things that podcasts can't do. There are things that you're going to cover on your show. There are things that I cover on my show that might be outdated. Now, there's a little risk with your show here on 97.1 FM Talk because we're going to air it a little bit later. But you know my point is this news cycle works so quickly that you could do something at 9 a.m. on a podcast, and by 3, 4, 5 o'clock, certainly that evening, it may be very outdated.
That's absolutely true. When I write my show every day, you know, I write a lot of it in the morning, but I'm often editing and adding things right up until the few seconds before we go on the air. So, yeah, there'll be a few hours delay on what you get there in St. Louis, but I am trying to make it as fresh and up to the minute as possible. And I'm trying to bring news stories and sound bites from people and a little bit of analysis that you're just not going to get out of most mainstream media. But I think that's the great value of a conservative radio station. You know, we're going to talk about things, and I know you do this. you're just not going to hear it anywhere else, and we're doing it in the moment, and I think that's why it's valuable for the listeners.
I would like to credit my producer, Fred Bottomer, for most of this, but we have a fair amount of gravitas on this show to get big-name guests, not unlike you, on the radio on 97.1 FM Talk, and a lot of this goes back, as you know, to my days on KMOX, and I've been in the market for a long time, and people, I don't know why this is, Jennings, but people seem to like me, but you have this different level, I think, now of gravitas to get really, really big names to come on with you, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I've had some good guests so far. I've been doing the show for a little over a month now, and I've been blessed. I've had a lot of people calling me, wanting me to come on. My first guest on the first show was the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, but I've had a number of senators, congressmen, and major media figures, and I've got a lot more planned in the weeks ahead. So I like to have these big-time conversations, and I like to ask them questions about the breaking news of that particular day. And I think we've made a little news on the Scott Jennings Show in the last month. So we're going to keep trying to do that. And, of course, knowing that I'm on the air in St. Louis is a big deal for me because, as you know, it's like my adopted favorite big city because of the Redbirds. So it's fun to think that it'll be on there in the evenings, and I'm grateful for everybody who's going to listen.
So you've already done your show today, and if it was a couple weeks from now, we would air at 8 p.m. at night. What would you do today on the show? Tell me about it.
Well, I had a great monologue today about the inflation report and what it means for the economy. And I had a great guest, a guy who wrote a column for the Wall Street Journal the other day saying that the WNBA needs to be investigated for civil rights violations of Caitlin Clark. And then I had on a guy named Michael Knowles, who's the host of the Michael Knowles Show on the Daily Wire. He's one of the sharpest political commentators out there. So I really kind of covered the waterfront today of news and guests, but a lot of it was just responding to the breaking news of the day, the inflation reports, the upcoming summit with Russia, what the president did to federalize the police in Washington, D.C. It was really sort of breaking news and analysis that was happening, you know, last night and this morning.
So you've told me before, look, there's a lot of pushback on the CNN segments that you do. You have the support of, you know, the bosses there, but there's more and more. And I even said you clip the National Enquirer has been covering you a couple of times lately. And the latest one talked about how Anderson Cooper is flustered about some of this stuff. And I see other folks out there in the liberal media really even criticizing not only you, but criticizing CNN for giving someone like you, the evil Scott Jennings, a voice on that network each and every night or most nights. So I'm guessing the blowback continues as well.
Well, the bosses have confidence in me. I just signed earlier this year a 3-year contract extension with the network. So, and I think there's empirical evidence that Republicans and conservatives are starting to at least pay a little bit of attention to CNN again. And I think I have a lot to do with that, going out on that 10 o'clock debating show and fighting it out on most nights. And so I think CNN has shown a lot of confidence in what I'm doing on that show. But I do think there are people who don't like it. I think there are, frankly, unhinged liberals who think the media is their own personal domain. They think no conservative or Republican or Trump supporter should be given a voice. They're authoritarian. They hate free speech. They hate debate because they know their arguments can't stand up to a good, solid debate with somebody who knows what they're talking about. And so their reaction to that is to try to throw you off the air. I've been dealing with it for 8 years over there. I'm going to deal with it for the rest of my career. But I promise you, I will never back down from these lunatics.
It is interesting when you go back into the spring. Now, look, I was a bit of a panickin when it came to the stock market in particular. But look at the successes that this guy is, you know, just knocking down time and time again. I don't know what your expectation will be for this meeting with Putin on Friday in Alaska. But you look at the economy, the inflation numbers, as you mentioned, you have the stock market back where it was in the spring, maybe even going higher than that. It looks like the Fed's going to reduce interest rates, certainly in September. So they can't. One of the things they can't stand is that he's actually scoring victories. The big, beautiful bill. I mean, he's doing what he said. This is shocking for a politician, Scott, right? He's doing what he promised he would do in most of these instances.
Yeah, he is fulfilling his campaign promises. And everything is working out basically the way he said it was going to work out. We don't have rampant inflation. Today's numbers make that clear. The market is up. There is evidence of reshoring of manufacturing jobs and more investment in America. He has rescued us from the cultural left. He is standing up for American interests on the world stage. Regarding this meeting with Putin, I have low expectations for Putin because I think he's evil and a bad actor. But I have a high degree of hope and latitude for Donald Trump. The man has already solved 7 conflicts around the world. Let's let this guy operate and have a conversation. But I think you're right. I think the people who don't like him, who voted against him and would love to wake up in the morning and find out that he's no longer the president, They are rooting for American failure. They would love a war to continue if only they could say, I told you so. They root for American recession. They root for failure on the world stage. And that is why today, according to the Wall Street Journal and the Gallup poll, the Democrats have a 33% approval rating. Americans want political parties to be optimistic. They don't want you to root for American failure, and the Democrats have fallen into this trap all because of Trump.
So thoughts on what's going on in D.C.? We have our own crime issues here in St. Louis, lack of police. You know about Kim Gardner, our prosecutor, but the Democrats are apoplectic. It's amazing to me. I've told this story before. You know, when Cori Bush was elected a few years back, thankfully we got rid of her, Tashar Jones, our former mayor, Kim Gardner, they all got together on the first weekend after that, and they went to the workhouse, which is the jail in downtown St. Louis, proving to everyone that they really kind of cared a lot more about criminals than they did people who are victims of crime. And that kind of that theme continues with Democrats nationwide right now.
Oh, it's crazy. Look, after Trump made his announcement on Washington, you've got Democrats falling all over themselves to get in front of a television camera and say how terrible it is that a few more law enforcement may be on the streets to catch criminals. I mean, look who they have come out for this year. Violent illegal aliens, that's constituency number one. Violent pro-Hamas agitators, that's constituency number two. And the latest, violent street criminals, people who murder you, rape you, rob you, and carjack you. These are the people that Democrats have decided to make their core constituency, all because Donald Trump decided to do something about it. I think he's going to have mass public support for violent crime crackdown. I hear these media people saying, oh, Washington is safe. Brother, let me tell you, yeah. I go there on a regular basis. It's not safe. Nobody in their right mind would tell you that it is, but I don't think the people telling you that are in their right mind. They're Trump derangement syndrome sufferers, and they're telling people it's safe in Washington? Are you crazy? I saw a guy get murdered.
Yeah.
Murdered in Union Station back in February. It was awful.
Well, that's what they say here, too, and I witness crime on a daily basis. Scott Jennings is back with us this afternoon. He's got a new radio show. It's going to start on Monday the 25th at 8 p.m. on 97.1 FM Talk. Let me take you back now a couple of months, just because you told me this story off the air. You were in Israel when the blank hit the fan about 7-8 weeks ago. I don't even know how long ago it was, but the story of how you got out of Israel, you have to share in synopsis form because it is fascinating. It's like a segment all into itself, and I was pissed when you told me that we hadn't covered it on the air. So I told the audience yesterday you would share that story with us.
Well, I was in Israel, and the war broke out while I was there, and I was trapped there for a few days and finally devised a plan to escape from Israel because the airport in Tel Aviv was shut down. The airspace was shut down. You simply couldn't leave. And so actually working with one of my employers, I got a plan in place to get over the border into Jordan. I went to the Allenby crossing. I got there about 9 o'clock in the morning. I sat there until about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I had to go through three checkpoints. Money changed hands at one point.
Yeah.
and I finally got picked up by a driver on the other side who then spirited me into Amman, where I spent the night and got on a plane the next day. But I got to tell you, there were some anxious moments being at that border crossing, trying to get out of Israel into Jordan. But effectively, I smuggled myself across the border and made it out, thankfully, unharmed. That was one of the most fascinating days of my life. There were a couple of moments where I didn't think I was going to get across, but I did. And it was chaotic at that border crossing, but thankfully I made it out. I have to say, that trip to Israel, eye-opening on so many fronts, but getting out of the country was one of the wildest things.
So have you wrapped up the book and it's being edited and all that that comes out in December? We're going to try to get you here to St. Louis for an event. Is that all done and you're just waiting on it to come out, or are you still kind of polishing it off?
No, it's done. I've got one more chance to look at just, you know, typographical issues, but it's effectively submitted. And the next thing I have to do is record the audio version, which I'll be doing in August and September. It comes out November the 18th. It's called A Revolution of Common Sense. You can pre-order it now. And yes, I want to come to St. Louis. I'd love to do an event and sign some books with you in St. Louis. But it's got Donald Trump on the cover, and it harkens back to his inaugural address when he used the phrase, A Revolution of Common Sense. And thankfully, it was a lot of labor, but it's over with now, at least on the writing side. I still have to record it. So the audio version will be in my voice.
That's awesome. That'll be really cool. All right, on the Cardinals front, last time I saw you was for a game in May. It was a great game. The Cardinals have kind of tailed off since then. They're still hanging on for the wild card. I don't know what your interest in that is. You don't want them to give up, certainly, but it's time to kind of point toward the future, and they made the right decisions at the trade deadline for sure.
There's nothing like hoping for the Cardinals to accidentally sneak in to the final wild card slot. Boy, it's really exciting. I was excited that we took 2 out of 3 from the Cubs, and of course we won a great game against the Rockies last night. I mean, look, I hope they make the playoffs. I don't know whether they can or not. We've obviously stopped hitting the pitching. Michaelis, did well last night, shockingly. But look, we're chasing the lowest possible way to claim that a season was successful. And obviously the fan base isn't happy given the attendance issues. I think they did okay at the trade deadline. I think this team will probably keep it interesting, but we're kind of dependent upon, some of the other teams falling on their faces, which they are currently doing. So if nothing else happens but us keeping the Cubs down,
That's a victory. I can't believe the Brewers and how good they are right now. Hey, one of the other things you told me, I didn't know if you took advantage of this. You said that Keith Hernandez had reached out, or his people had reached out, because they were fans, to get you to a Mets game. Have you ever taken him up on that offer yet or not?
I haven't done it yet. I am going to do it. He did, and he called my agent and was like, I'd love to have Scott come by the stadium and come up to the booth. So I need to get that done. My schedule lately has been nuts. But yes, Keith Hernandez, if you're listening, we're fans of you because of the Cardinals, and we're looking forward to coming by Citi Field. That will be a fun night.
All right, Jennings. Well, thanks for jumping on here. Maybe we'll get you on the 25th, because the show that we will start airing, which started a few weeks ago, the Scott Jennings Show, Monday, August 25th, 8 p.m. I love you. Thank you so much for coming on. Good luck with the radio show. Don't get too good at this radio stuff, if you know what I mean, right?
I know. We love you too, Mark. You're our favorite. Thanks for having us on, and I look forward to being alongside you there in St. Louis.
All right. We'll see you, Scott. Thank you.
Thank you.
Very much.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply.
Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Much looking forward to speaking with Selena Zito this afternoon. She comes up after Sue's News. We have a Tuesday edition of Sue's News right around 4:15 or so this afternoon. We already have the roundtable panel set for this week. Former State Senators Jeff Smith and John Lamping will be with us. I've missed those guys. I missed a bunch of roundtables. Jane will be here as well. Outside of Selena, Dwayne Patterson from hotair.com in the 5 o'clock hours. So there was a meeting over the weekend, I'm sure some of you attended, the Democrat Socialists of America up at McCormick Place in Chicago. And Jessica Kostescu is with us. She wrote about it. And there's one part of this that's so funny. Jessica, let me welcome you in before I read the line. How are you this afternoon?
Great. Thank you for having me.
I had to check the date because when you write this, you say roughly 1,200 DSA members gathered over the weekend in Chicago. Tickets for the three-day convention were $225, required party membership. This is my favorite, though. Attendees were also required to submit proof of a negative COVID test prior to arrival. So at this point, when I read that, I look at the date and it says, yeah, August 11th, 2025. We're not in 2021. You've got to be kidding me that that's what they required.
Yeah, I mean, that was the first sign that this was going to be a fun weekend for me.
So did you get credentialed for this or did you have to buy like a membership and sneak in? How did that work?
Basically, the latter part. I had tried attending a different conference last year where I work for the Washington Free Beacon. So I tried attending that conference as press, mm-hmm. and they denied my registration. And so I knew this time going around, I would have to, just not say that I was there with press and just that I was there to attend. So I had to sign up for a party membership. So I was a proper member of the Democratic Socialists of America for the weekend so I could go to this.
So how did you do your COVID test, Jessica?
I went to CVS and I got a $10 COVID test, which I didn't know they still sold, but apparently some people use them.
Well, I was at Walgreens the other day at the pharmacy and I noticed that they were sitting there. You could get the COVID test, you get the flu test, you can get both. So yeah, apparently that's a thing, but that is hilarious beyond funny when you really think about it. But look, I think that your reporting sort of indicates they're emboldened right now, this wing of the Democrat Party, if you will, because of Mamdani in New York. There are people, and I know that you highlighted some of the folks who spoke, like some of the typical, left-wing kooks like Rashida Tlaib, et cetera. But they're all on the same page with Mamdani when it comes to some of these issues, and they believe that they could get, a candidate to run for president in 2028 and congressional members as well, don't they?
Certainly. I mean, they were energized by Mamdani's win. And, pretty much almost every single speech that was given at the convention, they mentioned Mamdani. Like Mamdani, what he did in New York City is what they want to do in every single possible congressional seat that they can take away from the Democrats. And they basically went in there and said, we're in charge now. It doesn't really matter what the Democrat Party says anymore. We're in charge of the Democratic Party.
One of the lines that you quoted here from a guy who, before I identify this guy, let me ask you this because there are confusing things. You said that most speakers identified themselves only by their first name, last initial, and home chapter. What was there a reason for that? What kind of goofy thing was that?
I mean, I'm sure it's to protect their identities.
Yeah.
Some of them also probably accidentally gave their last names, but most only identified themselves with first and last name initial.
So there's Nate Kaye, who's from Atlanta, gives a speech, and these are short speeches, but basically they're debating a resolution on whether to put forth a socialist candidate in 2028, as if they're not all socialist candidates. But he says, Zohran shows that Palestine is a winning issue, that socialism is a winning issue. So they firmly believe this. You've got a lot of folks on the other side in the Democrat Party who are preaching against that. I keep bringing up Rahm Emanuel because I think that he's trying to be the sane person in this race. But even if someone like that, who's got name recognition, recognition, who is sane, who's not, you know, without merit when it comes to qualifications, even if he would get into the mix. We know how these things go in primaries. It happens on the right as well. The socialist candidates, whether it's, you know, someone like Mamdani or someone else, they'd probably have a lot of success against the establishment, who would be Rahm Emanuel, wouldn't they? Or at least that's what they believe right now.
Yeah, certainly. And that resolution specifically passed. So from what they're saying, they are going to try to run a socialist candidate in 2028. So, you know, obviously that a possible option could be AOC. We don't know if they're going to bring someone else, maybe even Zoran. I have no idea. But they're looking to take power away from the Democratic Party.
Who were the highlights or lowlights, in your opinion? I know that you mentioned Rashida Tlaib. She was there. She did the keynote, right, about fighting fascism. Mm-hmm. Any other folks that would be recognizable here during this event over the weekend in Chicago?
The one other probably recognizable person would be Hassan Piker. He's a Twitch streamer who a few years ago actually, quote, said America deserved 9/11. And he's repeatedly denied Hamas atrocities during October 7th. And after Rashida's speech, they had a little Twitch stream moment where they, you know, chatted about, you know, everything anti-Israel and everything, you know, possibly they could say bad about Israel. They said it on that Twitch stream.
Did they, you know, obviously the story of the last couple of days in part has been Trump with D.C. and, you know, kind of taking over and trying to federalize some law enforcement issues to make it safer. We've had safety issues here in St. Louis. Does the issue of crime come up at all during these things?
No, certainly not. If anything, they would probably call it a fascist attempt. On part of the Trump administration. I can't tell you how many times I heard the word fascist or fascism in 3 days. It was absolutely insane. Basically, at the end of every single sentence, they said, you know, fascists, fascism. They're doing it. So it was its own ecosystem. I mean, being in a crowd of 1,200 people that absolutely have no idea what's going on in the real world, and they just want communism and they want socialism, and they think they can achieve it. And I don't know. I mean, I think the Democrat Party should be paying attention, and clearly they're having some issues. So
yeah, but so what happens is, and I chronicled this a little bit, whenever somebody on the left who wants to run for president, like Gavin Newsom or Mayor Pete, you know, stepped into this last week, if they veer a little bit into where 90% of the country is, like the trans issue, they get so much vocal, you know, blowback from the smaller part of the party that then they kind of cower and hide and they don't want to touch that again. So this is, you know, I would say that this wing, if you will, of the Democrat Party, which essentially, even though they're talking about separating it out as a socialist, we know that that's not really realistic. You're going to have a Democrat who's going to be the nominee and it's going to be a Republican right on the other side. I've been talking about politics for decades and decades and independent parties and all this other stuff. It's going to be a Democrat versus a Republican, but they feel like these are things that can get them over the hump with the American people, even though there's no doubt that, you know, these are 80-20, 90-10, 95-5 issues. Is there any connection with reality that you saw at all? And the other question, I think the follow-up there would be, are these mostly young people or not demographically?
I mean, right. I don't know exactly what the breakdown in numbers is, but I mean, basically these are the most vocal individuals, right? So anything they say, that's the thing with the left, you know, whoever's the loudest, you kind of have to fall in line behind them.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, it's, you know, virtue signaling competition. The breakdown, I think it was mostly actually people in their 30s or 40s, not many people that were college age, let's say, but many people in the 30s, 40s. And then you kind of went down and saw, you know, there was definitely older people there too.
What do you think about everything with Mamdani? Because, you know, at first it kind of looked like, well, maybe Eric Adams could pull enough votes because people in New York, you know, small number relative to the size of the city, vote in the primary. That's how primaries work. Maybe common sense will prevail. I had Paul Morrow from Fox on yesterday saying, you know, Eric Adams is trailing behind even Cuomo, that Cuomo might actually be the only hope in New York. And I find that doubtful as well. So it looks like this guy is going to be the next mayor of New York City.
I think you're right. I think he's going to win. I think if there was any shot he didn't win, there needed to be a united front, basically, from the Democratic establishment, and that hasn't happened. They're in disarray.
Yeah.
They're scared that Mamdani won, and they're scared that he will actually win and become the next mayor of New York City. So that's probably going to happen, and there is going to be a hard learning curve when, you know, people realize that socialism, actually, it doesn't work, and it's been tried before, and it doesn't matter how many times you try it out, it's not going to work.
I'm in the camp at this point. I think I quickly joined the camp of, you know what, let them get what they vote for, let it burn down and see what happens, and then see what happens to the rest of the Democrat Party. Because, you know, I live in a part of the country where, and I do this roundtable every Friday, we have a couple of people in from the left and then another person on the right. We, you know, we debate these issues. But these are sane people that would agree with more issues that I would favor versus Mamdani or some of the other folks that were at this convention in Chicago. But their voices are relatively silenced. And again, this does happen in the Republican Party as well, where you have a wing or a faction that kind of takes over. But it's amazing to me, because anytime somebody like Mayor Pete's a great example tries to interject a little common sense, they just get shouted down and run out of the room.
Yeah.
It's fascinating.
I wish them the best of luck in New York City, but I don't think luck's going to help them at this point.
Jessica, always great to have you on. I really appreciate it. You have a great week.
Thank you.
All right, take care. Well, it seems like we got another package in the mail today. I told Sue, do not open it until after 4 o'clock, so we'll see. There were some blankets that were sent to the crew by a listener. Were they anonymously sent?
Yes, it's very nice.
And then they're both pink. So on Friday, Jane had one and Sue had one. And then I might have, you know, lodged a formal complaint because I felt like I was left out of the mix. Not that I'm, you know, opposed to wearing pink. In fact, yesterday, if you were looking on the Twitter cam on the YouTube feed, you would have seen that I did have the blanket wrapped around me. But we think there might be another blanket that has arrived from Amazon. So we'll get into that here after the top of the hour. Selena Zito is going to join us.
Ooh,
which
great.
Is going to be awesome. I've been really, really looking forward to talking about her book, which is called Butler, The Untold Story of the Near Assassination of Donald Trump and the Fight for America's Heartland. Selena was booked the day that the book came out to come on. She was going to give us one of the first dibs. Unfortunately, that was one of the days that I was out, and I have read a good portion of the book. It's really, really good. She's a great storyteller.
Yes.
There are things that happened, you know, leading up to the assassination and the aftermath. You know, Trump calls her the next day, and she's just blown away by that because, you know, you have a presidential, a former president and a presidential candidate who was nearly killed. And I think that one of the things they both, and I think a lot of people have said, and Trump to this day, I think he thinks there was a divine intervention. But what he did, if you remember, he never went to that chart at that point. You know, he was showing some of the, was it the inflation chart or whatever else, and his head turned at that moment. And if it had not turned, things would have turned out very differently. And a lot of people were watching this live, like I was, on TV that day. So that's coming up after Sue's News.
Get more at 971talk.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.